Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Madeline, and thank you for joining me on another weekday meditation. Today, I want us to enter into day five of our series on friendships and relationships and talk a little bit about forever friendships. If you're like me, there are only two or three people in your life that are forever friends. I recall back some years ago, I walked in the office of a buddy of mine, and within about 40 minutes of meeting him the first time, I looked at him and I said the oddest thing. I said, you know what? I think we're going to be lifelong friends. And now some 12 or 15 years later, sure enough, we are lifelong friends. Listen to what the little book of Colossians has to say in chapter 2. This is what I have asked of God for you, that you will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love, and that you will have the rich experience of knowing Christ with real certainty and clear understanding. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you, happy because you are getting along so well, happy because of your strong faith in Christ. And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and becoming strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. You know, have you ever met someone and you felt like you'd known them for all your life, even though you just met? Well, it's probably because of the vital union in Christ Jesus. Do you have relationships with friends or family that you know they run deep and you can count on those folks? Well, it is typically built because it is found in the strong faith in Christ. It's a true gift from God when you find folks with the amazing ability to stir the gifts of God within you and who those people are that you love so deeply in your life. Are you that friend who reaches deep into the heart of another person and draws out the gift inside of them? I mean, when was the last time you shared with that person how much they mean to you? You know what? If you don't have those kind of relationships, have you asked God to give you friends like that? So before we meditate, would you pray this with me? Lord God, thank you for divine connections with the folks whose faces are before me in my mind right now, and that I know you put in my life for a reason. God, I know I need people in my life who stir up the gifts you've placed within me. And Lord, would you give me more of those relationships and friendships? And God, I thank you for allowing me to be a friend to others. Would you stir in me the ability to be even a better friend? For those relationships that are broken, Lord, would you give me wisdom and courage to rebuild them? And then open the door in such a way that I know it's your plan to pursue a renewed relationship with those folks. God, today, make it clear what we're to be in our circle of friends, in the name of Jesus. So friend, I want to take 2 minutes today and give you the opportunity to simply go before the Lord. And let me walk you through a few questions. But before we do, let's breathe. You ready? Just kind of pay focus and attention to your breathing. Remember that it's life that you're breathing in, and God, your creator, has provided that for you. So draw a deep breath in and then push it out like you're getting rid of all that negativity of the world, and you're separating the noise and the silliness of this world and entering into the peace and the divine nature of God. You ready? And just relax. In a place of quietude, in a place of solitude, and a place where you can genuinely just stop from the whirlwind of life and hear from God. Let's draw in another breath. God, would you give my friends a time of peace and speak clearly and loudly into their life over the next 2 minutes? In Jesus' name, I'll see you in 2 minutes. And I'm back. I trust those 2 minutes have been a blessing in your life, and you have heard from and you felt the prompting and the nudging of the Spirit of God as He's directed you in relationships and friendships. And thank you for joining me in this five-part series as we've had a time of daily weekday meditation on friendships and relationships. We'll be back with another five-part series talking about dreams and goals. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.